With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Rent and mortgages are due April 1st for a lot of people. With many Montana County health departments closing down bars and restaurants, a lot of people are wondering how to pay bills. Morgan Levy has been looking into whether landlords, banks, and utilities are easing deadlines. She shares her reporting with Nikki Ouellette.
Morgan, thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thanks for having me, Nikki.
So a whole lot of people are either out of work or their hours have been really cut back as counties close down bars, casinos, distilleries, restaurants. How are people feeling during this time of financial uncertainty?
Yeah, that's a great question. People are really nervous and have a lot of anxiety around paying bills. And while some people feel okay about covering their rent or mortgage for April, it's the coming months that are really worrisome. I spoke with Brittany Whitcop, who is a 23-year-old server at the Montana Club in Missoula. On Tuesday, the restaurant closed sit-in dining, and Brittany's hours were cut completely. I asked her how she was feeling about her upcoming rent and car payments.
I'm pretty covered for this month because I've been saving, knowing that something was going to happen like this. But next month is not looking good.
I also spoke with Ashley Mitchell. She's a house cleaner in Billings. Her hours haven't been cut yet, but the company she works for has had cancellations, and she's nervous that she will have reduced hours.
I don't know how much my hours are going to get cut. And not only that, like, I have a car payment and I have a utility payment, and it's kind of overwhelming. I've had to sell a few things for me to be able to make sure that I can actually buy groceries.
Now, Brittany was told by the restaurant she works for to apply for unemployment. This is an option for people whose hourly work is impacted by the coronavirus. It's also worth noting that unemployment insurance benefits have been greatly expanded in Montana.
So that's good for hourly employees, but what about small business owners or people who are independent contractors?
Yeah, unfortunately, unemployment is not an option for independent contractors. I spoke with Katie Gunsler, a real estate agent working primarily in Missoula and Ravalli counties. She's had a ton of cancellations since people are really worried about letting strangers into their homes and transferring the virus. Gunsler doesn't rent, but she does own her home and has a mortgage to pay.
The ability to pay our mortgage won't be an issue immediately. It certainly will be. It's scary because you're just not really sure when things are going to get back to normal.
Luckily, as of Wednesday, the Federal Housing Finance Agency ordered mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to be lenient on homeowners who are struggling to pay their mortgage. They will suspend foreclosures and evictions for homeowners for at least 60 days due to the coronavirus. And people who have lost income may qualify to make reduced payments or stop payments altogether for 12 months. But it's really important to note that you must contact your lender to make an arrangement.
It seems like there is some relief on the horizon, though. On Wednesday, the Senate passed a massive stimulus package that provides for sick leave, free coronavirus testing, unemployment aid, nutrition assistance, and as of 6 p.m. Thursday, when we're recording this, a third stimulus package has been agreed upon by Senate Republicans. Are there more relief measures in this third package for people facing uncertainty?
Yes. The plan includes sending a $1,200 check to American adults who make up to $75,000 a year. And an additional check of $500 will be sent for each child. So I asked Ashley Mitchell, the housekeeper from Billings, if this money would make a difference for her.
That would help so much, honestly. It would cover my rent and my car payment and groceries.
But that's just for a month, and we don't know how long people will be out of work. So I also asked Brittany Whitcop, the server in Missoula, how this would impact her.
Probably be beneficial for about a month. If you're trying to keep up an apartment, that won't last long.
I know a lot of banks are closing their offices and asking people to go online, but do their deadlines for loan payments and mortgages, are those still in effect?
No, people should not be penalized. I talked to Jack Lawson, the president and CEO of Clearwater Credit Union. They know this is a financially difficult time for a lot of people and are doing a few things to help their clients.
We're allowing those in need to skip loan payments with no fees or penalties. We're allowing additional transfers from saving accounts into checking accounts. We have increased credit availability on credit cards.
I got an email from my electric company earlier this week, Northwestern, and they say they're not going to cut people off if they miss their bill, which is nice. What other kind of help is out there for utilities?
Yes, you are right. If you are having financial difficulties, you should call your utility company ASAP to sort out a plan. These companies are handling people on a case-by-case basis, and this also goes for your bank. I also spoke with Erin Madison. She's a spokesperson for Northwestern Energy. She said the company wanted to warn people there might be a rise in their utility bills in the coming months, since all of us will be spending much more time at home.
With people being home all day instead of being at work or at the office, they're going to be using more power than what they're used to.
To cut back on your energy use, you can do things like limit screen time, turn off lights when you leave a room, and a big one is turn down your thermostat and just dress warmly while you're in your home.
Well, Morgan, thank you so much for looking into this and sharing your reporting.
Thanks, Nikki. It was great to talk to you.
That was Morgan Levy speaking with Yellowstone Public Radio's Nikki Ouellette.